And then we'll see. Someday we'll see. Isn't it red? I like it. It's cute too.
Did we plan our outfits?
Yeah, look. Him too.
We stick together.
Yeah, I know. And my daughter. So I think everyone knows Ann Sandstrom.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi, Ann. How are you?
Okay.
How's your new CD?
It's behind you. Funny you should ask, Brenda.
Yeah.
And it's so it's available if anyone's interested.
You said it's behind us?
It's right on the counter.
Okay, great.
Yeah, copies on the counter.
Everybody has to check it out.
And thank you for mentioning that. I'm not even going to try to explain.
Ellen says it's wonderful. That's all we need to know for now.
So I'm playing this little guitar, don't ask. But lately I've been following the whole Market Basket situation, and at first I didn't get it at all. Because in my world, nobody would go to bat for a CEO. Nobody. CEOs are not warm and fuzzy people where I come from. So I didn't get it. Now I get it. It's about being treated like human beings instead of just cogs in the machinery. And it was great. Saturday, I happened to drive by a Market Basket, and everybody who was driving by was honking their horns and waving and everything. And it looked like mostly administrative people, white shirts, ties, and all, standing out there. I got out of the car. And I went up and I thanked them all. I think they thought I was a little crazy. But it brought to mind another situation back in 1912 where women mostly struck because they were being treated much worse as factory workers up in Lawrence. And this was the Bread and Roses strike. And so this song is about that. It's called Roses in the Snow. Started again.
Great, and thank you, Anne.